Blog Talk Radio.
Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
Hi, folks. It is Friday, February 20th, 2015. So Rudy dropped a bombshell this week. Let's not get all riled up. In case you were buried under snow, the former mayor of New York, His Honor Rudy I, said he does not believe that Barack Obama loves America. Yes, it was stupid. But let's put it into context. First, he said it at a political fundraiser. It was a fundraiser for Scott Walker, who has no foreign policy cred. Rudy is trying to give him that, allegedly. Second, Rudy is making money off this. This is what washed-up politicians do. They say stupid shit for money. Third, Rudy may be looking for a new gig, either in higher office. He has to show off his far-right muscles as a result. After all, he was mayor of liberal New York. Fourth, yes, he seems to be cashing in on or using 9/11. Rudy appears to be playing the victim again, but who am I or you to denigrate his 9/11 experience? It was pretty harrowing and heroic on his part. Who knows? Maybe he has PTSD. Hey, he may legitimately be scared out of his wits about another 9/11. A lot of us are. So I give him somewhat of a break. However, supporters of such inflammatory statements need to be smarter, too. You may believe what Rudy is saying, and that is fine, but why wouldn't you give any credibility to Obama's stand on things? Because he is trying to create a world that is less reliant on U.S. military might? He is considered someone who hates Americans? Now, I think Obama is acting proactively. Sure, I understand there are some short-term security concerns. For all we know, ISIS could be plotting something here and right now. But why not credit the president for looking ahead, for looking at the long-range goals of foreign policy in the Middle East? He is trying to force Arab allies, alleged allies, to put their own boots on the ground. It is what most Americans want. Sure, the polls show that most of us now want to eliminate ISIS as a direct threat to us over here. So no one is talking about ignoring ISIS. But to denounce Obama's attempt to not lump all Muslims with terrorists as appeasement lacks a smart view of current events. Denigrating all Muslims makes no sense. He is thinking about trying to stop the source of the problem, angry Arab men with no jobs or opportunity. And it is the leaders of these so-called allies, like Saudi Arabia, who have fanned the terrorist attitudes over there. Plus, Obama is looking ahead to future problems. First, we are aging. Lots of money will go to taking care of our aged population, with less going to military. Second, these countries over there are screwed economically compared to us, and we probably won't need them anymore since we have shale oil and lower energy prices, hopefully, for decades to come. My problem with the folks in the GOP and on the right is that they are quick to criticize Americans who are takers and who, and some would say, suck the life out of government. But they won't say the same thing to these foreign countries who take our money, then cause problems we have to go in and clean up with our military? Solving this is not easy, and it will take decades. George W. Bush talked about spreading democracy across the region. Obama is talking about spreading governance. Hey, I'm not saying it's going to work. I don't know. None of us know. However, to instantly dismiss what this administration has been trying to do based on some comments of Rudy Giuliani shows a one-sided and myopic view. And frankly, if you side with Giuliani, don't be surprised if most people think you're out of touch. Getting into an argument or fray over what Giuliani said is getting sucked into this political game. All you're doing is the work of one party against the other. In fact, you're actually working for both parties, trust me. Rudy potentially raised a lot of dough for Hillary and the Dems yesterday. You know who's really pissed off, though? Democratic fundraisers. Why? Well, they want Hillary to get into the race now so they can raise even more money and make their cut. That's what this is all about. It's not about solving a major world problem. It's about money interests. Stop feeding victims like Rudy, who has either PTSD or he is just having fun making money by riling you up with distortions. However, I think we should look at some of the comments from John McCain. As divisive as he has become, he does have some right answers. no massive amount of troops on the ground from the U.S. against ISIS, but U.S. special forces to work with friendly Arab troops and resistance, especially the Kurds. Enough for now. Talk to you next time.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.